Today's gospel, it's very hard for me today. Earlier this morning, I was asked to go with a father to see the body of his son, who had been found dead on Thursday, 17 years old. Seemingly self-inflicted. The reason the gospel is hard today is because Jesus still desires to do in his church what he did in the gospel text that day. Jesus, in that moment, had great compassion, great pity upon the woman. It was for her sake, not for the sake of the young man. You understand that, right? Jesus saw her and had pity. The situation was very dire for her. She was a widow. She had one son, and now that son was dead. She was going to be in a very difficult situation of life because women in that culture needed the presence of a man in their life. It was very complimentary. It was very a give and take in the relationship. Men provided the stability and the environment, the income. Either it was through your husband, or it would be through your son. Just speaking very matter-of-factly, I know it sounds very odd to our situation and our ears, and did they not think, anyway, whatever. Point is, she was going to be in a really, really difficult situation. And Jesus looked at her and had pity. It's interesting because you can see two crowds, visualize it. There's a crowd with Jesus who are seemingly rejoicing there, are following him. And you see a crowd that is mourning and in sorrow. I wonder if Mother Mary was a part of Jesus' crowd. She was a part of that. Because you have the mother, the son who is dead, and the mother who is with the Son who is life itself. And you have this coming together of these two crowds and this meeting. I say to you, Jesus wants to continue to do this kind of thing in his church today. I believe that to be true. Not because healing someone or bringing someone from the dead is the ultimate of powerful works or great miracles, but because Jesus continues to have pity. I read this gospel today, and the petition that wells up in my heart is to possess his heart. See as he sees, to be moved with what moves Jesus. Jesus, whatever moves your heart, I want to be moved by it. I want to be one with you. I want to see how you see. I want to be, I want to have my identity so firmly grounded in being a beloved son of God, that I have the confidence to move and to act as you move and act. I'm going to say this, and you might be like, Father, what did you expect or what did you think? That's not my point. The point is, when I visited, when I went to visit the body today, it didn't even dawn on me. It didn't even dawn on my heart to ask the Lord, do you want this young man to come back to life? My brothers and sisters, we want to see as Jesus sees. Whatever moves his heart, we want to be moved by it. We do not want to become so calloused and jaded by our living in the world that we just simply say, well, you know, get into the work of the consoling of the Father who had lost his only son. Yes, it is an important work. Yes. This young man that Jesus raised from the dead one day would die again. But to see as he sees, to be moved as he moves, it should be the desire of us all. Amen.